USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Los Angeles Police Department chief is reporting his detectives are investigating whether a recording last year that captured city council members' racist remarks was made illegally. The council president, Nuri Martinez, resigned in disgrace while two other council members refused to step down. As President Biden's open border policy has created a crisis at the southern border, a warning for parents this Halloween. Check every piece of candy in your kid's bag this year. Fentanyl can kill, and the massive amount of the drug making its way into America has never been greater. Yakima, Washington coroner Jim Curtis on Fox News says fentanyl is of great concern in his area.
We sent it in to be analyzed. They'll come back with fentanyl made by a press and then smuggled into the United States, I'm told, through the southern border, the same routes the traditional methamphetamine and heroin's been coming into our area.
The Dr. Oz-John Fetterman Senate debate took place last night in Pennsylvania. Dr. Oz.
What we have to do is ensure that we don't have increased inflation, and the best way to do that is reduce gas prices. John Fetterman has gone after the energy industry, called it a stain on Pennsylvania.
John Fetterman.
He has never met an oil company that he doesn't swipe right about.
A 20-year-old Pennsylvania National Guard member, Specialist Mackenzie Shea of Newcastle, died October 22nd. In a crash involving two military vehicles at Fort Indiantown Gap in Lebanon County. Three other soldiers involved in the accident were treated for their injuries at Hershey Medical Center and have since been released. A study of nearly 2,000 children by the National Institutes of Health found that kids that played video games for at least 3 hours per day or more performed better on cognitive skill tests involving impulse control and working memory compared to children who had never played video games. USA Radio News.
Paid for by GovNet.com.
The 1920 to 1938 Buffalo Nickel, a true American classic and one of the most iconic coins in history. It's been more than 80 years since the last Buffalo Nickel coin was struck. But now, for a limited time only, full one-pound bags of original U.S. government-struck Buffalo Nickels are being released to the public. That's right, you can own a full pound of 1920 to 1938 classic American Buffalo Nickel coins, all in very good collector condition, with fully visible dates and mint marks, guaranteed. Call 1-800-895-7267 now to secure a full pound of collector's grade U.S. Buffalo Nickels struck during the Roaring Twenties and the Great Depression. Plus, receive a bonus American Collector's Pack valued at over $10 free with every order. Call now 1-800-895-7267 to secure your full pound bag of Buffalo Nickels before they're gone. 1-800-895-7267. That's 1-800-895-7267.
The gunman who killed a student and a teacher at a South St. Louis high school before police killed him on Monday left behind a handwritten note about being a loner with no social life. Interim St. Louis Police Chief Michael Sack.
He wrote, quote, "I don't have any friends. I don't have any family. I've never had a girlfriend. I've never had a social life. This was the perfect storm for a mass shooter."
President Biden's report card is Tuesday, November 8th. The midterm elections will determine if the country is headed in the right direction or if changes are needed. Tim Berg takes a quick look at the midterms.
The pivotal midterm elections are underway, with Republicans eyeing the chance of retaking Congress as Democrats try to maintain their majorities. According to the latest Fox News power rankings, many gubernatorial races are forecast to lean red. Florida Republican Congressman Byron Donalds shares his thoughts about the GOP message in the upcoming governor's races while speaking on Fox News.
It's that people are tired of what's happened to kids in schools. They are sick of the crime in their cities. The inflation brought by Joe Biden and congressional Democrats, the Democrats have been horrific. And the economy's got to get back on track, not to mention border security. It's the same message across the country. That's why Republicans are looking so strong when it comes back to taking back governor's mansions across the country.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Joe Cordell with the law firm Cordell & Cordell. When the prospect of divorce becomes a reality, you need a partner that you can count on. If you're a man in this situation, consider contacting Cordell & Cordell. We've helped men navigate complex legal matters for 30 years.
Contact Cordell & Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firms online at CordellCordell.com. No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers. Online at CordellCordell.com. CordellCordell.com.